Hallelujah. Father, we proclaim today that this nation and we desperately need you as much or more than we've ever needed you before, Lord. Father, for our part, we repent for the part we play in the degradation of this world, whether it's omission, whatever it is, Lord, we repent. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word, which transforms and changes life, words of eternal life. We thank you, Lord, that your word is alive and well. And your word, by the Holy Spirit, is what convinces us who we are, what we are, and what we have. Father, we look to you this morning, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord, that our faith is going to be built. We're going to be edified, comforted, exhorted, and built up this morning according to your plan and purpose by your word. And we give you praise and thanks that lives are going to change. Once again, we surrender our will to you, and you have your way here. And we are your people, and this is your time. And again, we have open minds and receptive hearts this morning to hear what you have to say. Not convinced by man, but convinced by your word and by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Before we go any further, I want Patrick to come forward. I want Bob to come forward. I want y'all to rally around these two people. Patrick is standing in for Dan, and Bob's standing in for Fran. You know, the enemy never ceases to have lies. He never ceases to have things that he wants to get us involved in that some folks would like to see us never stop. And it's a lie. It's a lie. I thank God this morning I found out that by revelation of the Holy Spirit, they found out what has been happening to Stan. Apparently, he's lost 60 or more pounds. He was 247. He's now 180 from what Patrick said this morning. He called this morning. It's lies, and what it is a parasite. It's not the things that maybe were anticipated or were thought about. It's a parasite, and they think they picked it up in Cosmo. Doesn't make any difference. The name of Jesus is above that name. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So if you're in agreement, you want to come and stand in and pray for these guys, then please do it. In fact, I'm asking the church to do that. Come and pray. Let's lay hands on these guys. We're going to anoint them with oil by request. I was listening to a CD of Stan's. The battles come, but the battles aren't ours. I mean, there's some fighting involved. We all know that by the word. But the battle's God's. And Jesus already did everything he can do and will do. It's up to us now to accept it, believe it, and walk in it.
Amen.
Can you all agree with that?
Amen.
So I thank God this morning that as we lay hands on Patrick and Bob, that Fran and Stan are touched. They're free. They've already been prayed for. So I believe it's a done deal. We're going to come in agreement with that and with the word. And we're going to thank God that he is totally 100% healed. That parasite dies
now
in Jesus' name. That the fears of the doctors in Fran's life, putting her back in the hospital, would be dissipated. That faith is strong in Bob and Fran like it's never been before. And that they're going to stand on the word, not the reactions of doctors.
Amen?
Are we in agreement with that? Does anybody have an issue with that? All right. Then that's what we're going to believe. Amen? So, Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you that Stan is healed. As Patrick stands in, Lord, we thank you for that bridge. And right now, that parasite, I command you to get your hands off of that man of God. And I thank you, Lord, that he's healed from the top of his head to the soles to the tips of his toes, Lord. Lord, that Isaiah 53:5 and 1 Peter 2:24, in effect, he was and he is and he is healed by your word and by your work on the cross and even before the cross. Satan, it comes back on you. You can't have that, man. God's not done with him yet, so we thank you, Lord, that he's healed right now. Faith is built in he and Connie, and that this all changes right now. It's a done deal. We'll receive no other report. We'll believe no other report. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bob, come here.
Lord, I just come against any spirit of fear or of discouragement. Lord, your arm is not shortened.
That's right.
You answer. And even as we pray, Lord, I know that there are angels winging their ways there to answer and to fulfill these prayers. Lord, you created our bodies to reject infection and attacks and parasites. And now, Lord, Stan has the strength he needs
Amen.
To reject this, to repel this attack.
Yes.
And Lord, I just lift up Connie again and pray once again, Lord, that you just touch her, comfort her.
Strengthen her faith.
Strengthen her faith, yes, Lord, as she stands beside Stan.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We send the word right now. As these men stand in, we send the word to Stan and Connie and to Fran, Lord, where she is. Lord, In Jesus' name, I come against discouragement. I come against any kind of mental anguish or mental attack from the enemy. But I thank you, Lord, also that in this also she is healed by the bruises, the blood, the stripes of Jesus. She's raised up, Lord, and that the doctor's reports are going to come back as normal and stable, and we're going to believe you, Lord, because that's the way you designed us. You are the great physician in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that she's raised up now. Thank you that Bob gets to go and get her this afternoon after church. And so, Lord, we just give you praise for that. No relapses. Again, this attack, whatever this thing is that's tried to, or these things are that have tried to come against her, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus. We command them to return to the one who sent them, that's Satan, and we give you praise that they're healed, walk in health, and whole in the precious name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. Amen.
Your word says that the gospel of Jesus Christ confounds the wisdom of this world.
Yes, yes.
So Lord, I just speak that right now. That
yes.
Everyone surrounding Fran is confounded.
Yes.
By her miraculous
yes.
recovery.
Amen.
By the returning strength, by the returning normals of whatever they consider normal that they're testing. No more tests, Lord. No more. One more test is not needed. You, Lord, have been tried by the enemy and found worthy and powerful and victorious. The enemy is a loser.
Amen.
In every situation.
Amen.
And we just need to keep saying that, Lord.
Amen.
The enemy is a loser.
Amen.
We are victorious. I read the end of the book, and we win.
The testimony
we win.
Of Jesus Christ
yes.
is the spirit of prophecy.
That's right.
The only
Hallelujah.
You know, everything else must bow its knee. To the
Amen. 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 And I thank you right now, Father, for each one of these that are here. I thank you their needs are met. I thank you they walk in health. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. In Jesus' name, no attack, no device, no plan, no purpose of the enemy will prosper in their lives because we're your kids, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you said that your thoughts for us were for good and not for evil, to prosper and not to harm us, and to give us a hope and a future according to your word. We stand in that, Lord. We give you praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. We lift our hearts in praise to you this morning, thanking you, Lord, giving you thanksgiving for what you've done and what you're doing in Jesus' name. Thank you for the healing in Kathy. Thank you for the continued health of Harry and Marie, Lord, for Lowell, Lord, for every person here who has a need. And Lord, I thank you that your healing power is in operation. It's a done deal in my life. The manifestation is right around the corner, and I give you praise for that in Jesus' name, and thank you, and all who agree say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you excited to be here, or did you just come just to kill some time? I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to see every one of you. Hallelujah. Onwards and upwards. Right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many are ready to worship and praise Him this morning? I am anxious. Man, I can't tell you inside of me what's going on. There's an anxiety that's godly. Not an ungodly anxiety, but an anxiety to be in His presence, to worship Him and praise Him. I love the house of God. I love being in His presence. I can't get enough of Him. I think I mentioned that a couple weeks ago. Can't get enough of Him. And every day it seems like He just shows me things and just illuminates the eyes of my understanding. And the simplest little things in the Word just jump out at me and absolutely change my thoughts, my thought processes, and my heart. And that's what I cry for more than anything. Change my heart. Make me in your image and likeness. Amen? We can't live on yesterday's revelation. We can't live on yesterday's Word. That's the leftovers. We need something fresh every day. Amen? Oh, don't shout me down now. We need something fresh from God. A fresh Word every day. And you know what? God's Word, no matter what it is, no matter how many times you've heard or read the Scripture, it's fresh. And if it's not, we'll pray for you. It can bring revelation. I don't care if it's the simplest little thing or the most intense thing you've ever heard in the Word. It can bring new revelation every day. Our mind is to be renewed. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Salvation's new every day. We're a new man every day. Do you understand that? Does everybody understand that? You're a new man every day. If you're not, then something's wrong. You better go back and get saved. Get back in fellowship with Jesus, with the Word. Amen? Jesus is the living Word. John 1:1. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Bill, if you'll come forward, please.
Heavenly Father, we rejoice at this opportunity to come before you and worship you today. We ask you to bless each and every person that's here. We ask you to bless this offering we are about to receive. We ask you to multiply it and to make each one of us aware of what we're supposed to do. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to make our spirits awakened today to the word that you have for us. We ask you to be with us through the coming days. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you again for your time, this time, and your word. Father, we bring our glory and honor to your word, Lord. Without your word, we wouldn't know the promises. We wouldn't know the blessings. We wouldn't know what salvation really, really means. We wouldn't know we're safe. So right now, Lord, I just thank you for, again, for the privilege of being able to be used by you, Lord. I surrender to you. I'm your vessel, Lord. I'm not adequate, but you are. So, Lord, I just thank you this morning that you're going to minister, and my life as well as other lives are going to be, again, comforted, exhorted, built up, and blessed and faith built because of your word today. I give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me, if you will, to Romans chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 3 through 11. I want to ask a question this morning of everybody who's here. Thank you, Lord. I want you to think about this, and I want you to answer honestly for yourselves. I don't want to raise a hand. I don't want you to tell me. But when was the last time you heard or read the Word, and it impacted you and changed your life forever? Or was it just another day of reading through some words on a page? When was the last time you received new revelation on any scripture and it brought life to your spirit and to you, and you were excited to share it with somebody else? When was the last time you woke up with excitement and anticipation for the new day in the Lord? We will never have, you and I will never have, any kind of relationship with Him because a man convinced us. You can only know Him because of and in intimate fellowship and relationship. Are you convinced by a man's words? Or are you convinced because of the Holy Spirit bringing or giving you new and fresh revelation, new life that makes you alive in your mortal body, quickens your mortal body? Once again, I want to say to you, it's very important that we understand this. We cannot thrive or live or make it on yesterday's leftovers. It's not that they're not important. The Holy Spirit reminds us of those things in times when it's necessary and when we really need it. But you can't live on that. You need a new and a fresh revelation, just like you need a new and fresh day every day. A new day in Him. Salvation's new. You're new. There's a familiar scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, well, let's go on and see what it's therefore. If anyone is in Christ, are you in Christ? You are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Passed away. They're done. That's it forever. Behold, or look and see, all things have become new. And I think too many of us, myself included, have looked at that as a salvation scripture only for getting born again. And that is not the only meaning there. It's not. It's new every day. If salvation is new every day, then that means when we wake up in the morning, we're refreshed, we're revived, and we're renewed, and we are a new creature that never before existed. New, in Merriam-Webster's dictionary, means unfamiliar, or being other than the former or old self. Amen? That's pretty exciting. Every day you should be unfamiliar to yesterday and to people from yesterday. You should be unfamiliar to people during that day because of what God's doing in your life at that moment, on that day. From the time you rise, take your first breath in the morning and wake up, give Him praise and thanksgiving for the day, tell Him you love Him, tell Him good morning, you should be unfamiliar to people around you. And you should be other than your former or old self. Amen? Sound good? Hallelujah. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 through 9. Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into His death? Does everybody get a hold of that scripture? Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus' death, we were baptized into His death? We were baptized into His death. What does that mean? That means exactly what salvation is talked about from Genesis to Revelation, and that is the fact that the old man is changed and gone and dead forever. Gone, dead, and changed forever. You were immersed in His death, but He stood in for you, so you didn't have to go through the death and the suffering that He went through. And in that, when He went in the grave, the verse 4 says, therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into His death, that just as Christ the Anointed One, that's what Christ means, was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Not just wake up in another day with the same old revelation, the same old thoughts, same old actions, no excitement, just kind of going through the motions. How many know what I'm talking about? How many are honest enough to say, yeah, I understand what you're saying, because I've done that. May not be today, but you've done that. Verse 5, for if we have been united, are you united with Christ? Yes, you are. That's what the Bible says. Together in the likeness of His death, certainly, I'd take that as pretty certain, we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection. What does that mean? Exactly. But it means more than that. These things shall you do and even more in My name. The same things that Jesus did and even more things. You know, God speaks to us through His Word, but He can, if you're full of the Word and full of fellowship and in fellowship with Him and His Word, He can speak to you things, great and mighty things that you don't even know, that you haven't ever conceived or thought of. You wouldn't possible to think or conceive of them. Amen? Now, is that what the Bible says, or am I just standing up here flapping my gums? Nobody answered. Are you not convinced? Are you not sure? The Bible says that. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him. What does that mean? The sin nature, the death, the corruption, the rebellion, the disease, the sickness, the mental instability, the financial instability was crucified with Him. He took it on Himself, did He not? That the body of sin might be done away with. What does the Bible say about your sin if you're born again? It's removed from you as far as the east or from the west. Your name's been written in the book of life. The handwriting of ordinances against you has been blotted out, and it's all been buried in the deepest sea to be remembered no more. Amen? And the reason for that the old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of or to sin. Are you with me? Verse 7, for he who has died has been freed from sin. Do you understand today? Do you know? Is it real in your heart that you have been freed from sin? Sin and death no longer have dominion over you because the price has been paid. It's the same thing as a scapegoat or a person who stands in your proxy to take the blame. That's what Jesus did for everything you and I did wrong that we deserved punishment for. He took it all and He became that one that stood in our place and set us free once and for all. Hallelujah. Now, if we died with Christ, it stands to reason that we believe that we shall also live with Him. How do we know that? The Bible talks about how Jesus is the head. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and we are the body. The head doesn't go without the body. It's not possible. And what does He also say? That the enemy, as we sang this morning, is under our feet. He's our footstool. How'd He get there? Because you and I, every day, are putting Him in His place, not receiving the things that we're told by men or proclamations or prognoses or diagnoses or anything else, but because we stand on the Word of God, which is truth. Everything else, no matter how much you don't like this, no matter how much you fight this, everything else is a falsehood. It may be a fact, but it's not truth. There is only one truth, one way, and that's Jesus. And anything that's not subject to His Word or His thought patterns or God's thought patterns or what God promised us is not right. Doesn't mean God didn't give wisdom. Doesn't mean God can't use talents that you have. But it means that what you better be standing on is the Word of God and the work that Jesus accomplished by being obedient to the Father. Can you say amen? Verse 9, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Are we aware today that we do not face death any longer? When we fall asleep in Him, we're going to go immediately into His presence. Death has been done away. We sang again this morning about the last victory that's going to be done is death will be done away with. Well, in our lives, it's already been so. Amen? Death no longer has dominion over Him. That word dominion, according to Merriam-Webster, is absolute ownership. Death does not have absolute ownership anymore. This body's going to go, but the spirit man that was revived at the time that you received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, that the Word has been working in, causing you to be spirit-led and word-led rather than flesh and fleshly desire and carnally led, is now done away with. And the Word is what's causing the change and should be causing the change in you and that relationship with Him every day. I'm reminded of the old song that says, He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Amen? If that's not true in your life, then I would encourage you this morning. I would admonish you this morning. Get in the presence of God. Don't go through the same routine as yesterday. Don't let yesterday's revelations and word try to sustain you. How many know what happens to food after it stays out too long and after it's already been cooked? Pretty soon it spoils, right? If it's not refrigerated. So we need something fresh. It's the same thing. What manifests in the natural is from the Spirit, and what manifests in the Spirit comes from the natural. They coincide, and they manifest the same way. Amen? Do you believe that? Praise the Lord. Verse 10. For the death that He died to sin once. Once. For what? For all. All of us. Amen? Anybody who will give their lives to Him. Once for all. But the life that He lives to God. Jesus is our example. If His life was living for God, then our life needs to be living for God. Not for our purposes, not for our plans, not so we can live in our world, a little world, and be comfortable, let the world pass us by, but to be actively involved in and being concerned of the things that concern other people. Because we have the answer. Do you believe that you have the answer? Then it's time to stand up and proclaim that answer. Give an answer of the hope that's within you when you're asked. Amen? Hallelujah. Likewise also, reckon yourselves. That's something you got to do. Reckon, look and see that you have made the decision that you are dead indeed to sin. But in that reckoning, also understand that you are alive to God in Christ, or the Anointed One, Jesus, our Lord. Is He your Lord in actions and deeds, or only in your thought processes? Psalm 119:105, and this is one of many scriptures. I would encourage you, if you want a scripture to meditate on this week, read through Psalm 119. Tremendous. David is crying out from a heart that's acknowledging God's place in his life. And without Him, he would be devastated, he would be ruined, he would be destroyed. But because His commandments, His precepts, His teaching is all important. David thrives on that. That brings him encouragement. That brings him hope. That causes him to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen? It's not by might nor by spirit, or not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God working in the Word, revealing the Word in our lives and in our spirits so that we can stand strong and rule and reign in this life as David did in the days of old. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:105. In Ephesians 5, once again, we just talked about this a few weeks ago, but it says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for her." What is that saying? It's giving us a command to love those that are around us, especially our own wives and our children and our friends, just as Christ loved the church. He loved the church. How did He demonstrate that? He obeyed the Father and gave His life for the church, for His body. Gave Himself for it, for her, for us, for the bride. Are we the bride? Are you the bride? All right, one amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Patrick. Verse 26, that He might sanctify. That's the reason He did what He did. To sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of what? The water of what? The Word. So there is a cleaning process, a cleansing process in the Word of God. And that's why I seek with all of my heart a new revelation, a new understanding, a new insight every day that I wake up. I don't want to live. I'm tired of living on yesterday's leftovers. They're not sustaining me. The Word of God, the truth, the reality of daily relationship with Him is what's sustaining my life and should be, if it's not, sustaining your life. Verse 27. What's the reason? What's the purpose? That He may present her to Himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Amen? One who will bring Him honor just by their presence. Don't have to say a thing, just by their presence, because they've listened to, they've heeded, they've sat under the anointing, they've sat under the Word, they've let the Word of God cleanse them, they've let the Word change their hearts. Isn't that why we hide the Word in our hearts, so it'll be changed? Amen? I challenge you today, ask God for new revelation on anything that you read or hear that comes from God's Word. And in that, as you stay in that place, praying without ceasing, as God says, that doesn't mean down in a corner someplace all day long just praying, but praying as you walk through daily life. We have the ability to commune with God, to talk to Him. Amen? Praying is a pretty religious term, or at least it's become a pretty religious term. Praying is just absolutely speaking to or conversing with Him. Amen? How difficult. Childlike. Too simple, huh? Hallelujah. But that we should be holy and without blemish. Glory. I don't know about you, that sounds very good to me. Sounds very good to me. Romans 12:2, it's another familiar scripture. It says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Don't be conformed to another's pattern or patterned after another except Christ or the world. Amen? The world wants conformity. God says He wants conformity. Which one's going to bring eternal life? Oh, don't answer once. But be transformed or changed into another form, to transform or to transfigure. In other words, sin and darkness in your life transferred into light and life. Amen? Hallelujah. How do you do that? By the renewing, or a renewal, a renovation, or complete change for the better. Whoa, sounds pretty good. Of our mind. That means reason in the narrower sense as the capacity for spiritual truth, the higher powers of the soul, the faculty of perceiving divine things, of recognizing goodness, and of relating, of hating evil. Recognizing goodness and hating evil. How many have a hatred for ungodliness this morning? How many have a hatred for the corruption that's in this world? I didn't say hate the people. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what God is saying. That's not what Christ is saying. You hate the corruption, the lies, the betrayals that have happened to Jesus. How many are angry for the word's sake today? That Jesus is being trampled like that rose we sing about. Trampled on the ground. Betrayed by the very one who created them. You know, there was a time in this country when if you went against the status quo or against the country, it was treason. And we put more value in the treason against our country than we do in treason against God. Renewing your mind that you may prove, and that word prove means to recognize as genuine after examination, to approve and deem worthy. What is that good? And that word good means upright or honorable. The upright, honorable Word of God. The word acceptable means well-pleasing. In Romans 12:2. Perfect means it's used of men, but it means full-grown, adult, full of age, or mature. As you examine your hearts today, this needs to be individual. Don't worry about the person next to you, but examine your hearts. Are you full of age? Are you mature today? Or are you still immature in some ways? And I'm here to tell you, as I examine my life, I have not arrived. I'm getting mature, but I have not arrived. So this word is as much for me as it is for you. More so. Perfect will of God. Will means of the purpose of God to bless mankind through Christ. That's the perfect will of God. To bless mankind through Christ. Are we the body? Are we the hands and feet? Man, I'm almost wondering if paralysis hasn't set into this place this morning. Do not be conformed or patterned after this present age of world, but be transformed, metamorphosized by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There's another scripture, and I can't remember what it is now. I had it last night, or I had it on my mind, and I should have written it down, and I didn't. But it talks about another scripture that talks about the mind being renewed. Not just by the washing of the water of the Word, but the Word of God will renew your mind. But how does that happen? Because the Word of God and the Spirit of God always agree. Right? Do you believe that? If ever you're uncomfortable when you hear Word, hear written Word, or read written Word, or hear Word expounded upon, and you're uncomfortable, then one of two things is going on. Either you have not come to the level of that Word in your life, or you're not familiar with it, or the Spirit of God is not agreeing with that Word. And what you need to do is you need to pray for the individual, you need to pray for yourself, you need to put it on the shelf and let God speak to your heart. Amen. Go find out for yourself. Imagine that. There's a little bit of work involved. Hallelujah. Because your mind will be renewed by the Spirit, by the things that, again, give life or quicken your mortal body. And the only thing I know that will do that is this in and with and through Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can't remember the last time or how long ago the first time was that I heard that we need fresh anointing. We need fresh revelation. We need fresh Word. That doesn't mean, I mean, God gives fresh Word. He speaks to our hearts and minds. But it's all based on and through this. And you can judge what you hear through this. But where it was absolutely fresh. And let me tell you, if you haven't experienced this, don't leave here today without making the determination that this is going to be what's happening in your life. That God can speak to you a new word, a new revelation based on what's been around for many thousands of years. Almost 7,000 years now. It hasn't changed. I'm reminded of the scripture, Bill and I were talking about it on the way in this morning. I'm reminded of the scripture that talks about how the fact that if we were to sit down with pen and paper, there would not be enough room in this entire earth to contain the volumes of just the miracles that Christ did. That's just the miracles. How many know they're a miracle of God this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Your life every day means a new chance, a new ability, a new walk, a fresh anointing from God. Amen? Do you realize that? Hallelujah. Every day, every moment of every day, if you can just quiet your spirit down long enough or stop when life seems to be just all of a sudden putting pressure on you and things seem to start flying by and time starts flying by, just stop for a minute and listen to that voice of God, that still small voice. He can show you things. He can give you insight. Some of you have experienced it. And I prophesy today, some of you are going to experience it starting today. You just stop for a moment and acknowledge Him. He'll whisper something in your ear. He'll show you something. He'll direct you. He'll remind you of a word that you heard. He'll fit that right to the very T, and you'll be on your way to having that new and fresh revelation or that new and fresh word that you need every day of your life. I need every day of my life. I've said I need Him more today than I did yesterday. And I'm already telling you, I'm going to need Him more tomorrow than I do today. And that's where my heart is. Change my heart, God. Make me what I need to be. Not for me. You understand? It's not for me. It's for You and for them out there. For those who I'm surrounded with and those who I might come in contact with as God sets up situations. Amen? You know, I'm sensing a pattern here, and I'm not quite sure why. Just off the top of my head, I would say God's about ready to move. And very possibly, we could be right in the very time when He could return. How many believe that? Yeah. And as a result, God is showing us things and putting things, at least in my heart. I believe He is in yours too, because it's the same Holy Spirit, the same Word, that's getting us prepared for the days just ahead. However many those are, I don't know. I'm not interested in that. All I know is I want to serve Him. I want to be new and fresh every day. I want to be that bride without spot and blemish. So my focus is on Him. And God, what do I need to do? Not what others are doing. What do I need to do today for You? And how many know in doing it for others and for Him, you're actually doing it for yourself? Because God never lets things go unrewarded. Amen? Never. Never. Promises, even little things, small things in our lives. Gene, I know by talking to you that on the inside, you are shouting for joy. God's done a lot of things for you, especially recently. I mean, all throughout, but recently especially. Amen? Restoration in a relationship that looked like it was over and done with. Well, that's the way we think, but that's not the way He thinks. Because what is He the God of? Restoration and reconciliation. And what are we called to be? Ministers of reconciliation and restoration. Amen? Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. The new fresh revelation every day. A new fresh word every day. And believe it or not, even though our finite minds can't contain this and can't get a hold of this, it could be something you've read a million times. Could be maybe the first scripture you ever knew in the Bible. You ever saw, ever studied in the Bible. And then meditate on that. Ruminate on that. Y'all know what that means? Meditate and ruminate. Y'all know what a cow does, right? Ruminates, chews it up, swallows it, spits it up, chews it some more, and swallows it in the second stomach, and I forget how many stomachs they got. Not important. Four? There's a guy who knows. Old dairy farmer back there. Praise God. And that's what we need to do. And as we do that, whether it's day one of our walk with God or day, 47 years later, 50 years later, 10 years later, it's new and it's fresh. You see something new. And the more you get in the Word, this is something I can't explain to you, but I've experienced it. And I'm telling you, once you get it, it's going to be like a drug to you. You're going to be hooked. And that is when things happen, as you study the Word, you read the Word, you meditate on the Lord, and you're in His presence. All of a sudden, that Scripture will tie in with another Scripture, which will tie in for another Scripture. And all of a sudden, you've got a picture being painted right before your eyes. It'll cause you to rise, to take another step in glory. Amen? How many want that today? Hallelujah. That's what I want. Praise God. I want my faith to be built. I want your faith to be built. And I want you to operate in the things of God in power and under that anointing which comes from Christ in you, which is yours in the world's hope of glory. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can't explain to you how more important every day the Word gets to me. It becomes to me. And how, as it said, I believe in Proverbs or Psalms, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day long. It's my protection, it's my guide, my insight, my revelation, my comfort." Amen? Hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord today, if you've never had an encounter with the living God or His Son Jesus, today is the day. Don't leave this place without taking care of that. Maybe you're in a place where you've come to a place where maybe God seems a little distant to you. You're uncomfortable. You may not totally understand why. But once again, I would throw out to you, if you feel far from God, it's not Him that moved. It's you and I. Let's don't leave here today without making that right. God's not a condemner. Go back and read John 3, 16, 17, 18, and 19. Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. Condemnation comes from not believing in Jesus. You can talk about that, whether it's through not knowing Him as your Savior or through stepping back or not realizing the precious gift of His Word and His presence in your life that you have. You have a choice today. I'm proclaiming my choice. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen? Bob loaned me or gave me a copy of Courageous. I've watched that probably at least 20 times already. Where are those men and women who are going to stand up and say, "I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one"? Those who will stand up and teach people how to call those things which are not as though they are. Who will stand in faith, not wavering. Amen? Praise the Lord. If you want to come, come. If you have another need, we prayed for physical needs and everything today. But if you have another need, please, don't be afraid. If you just want to raise your hand, that's fine. And it's between you and God. We're not here to embarrass anybody. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen? Gospel means good news. It's good news. It's good news. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then I will ask you, since nobody's responding, are all hearts clear? Is your heart clear today? If it's not, again, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Come home. Come home. If your life isn't where it should be and you're not happy with where your life is going or what you see in your life, or you feel like you're lacking in a lot of areas, if you're tired of being sick and tired, like the song says, I am healed. Don't leave here without prayer, please. The Spirit of God, Jesus, and the anointing are here to break every yoke, to cause restoration this morning. Hallelujah. Bow your heads as Gene plays. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. My Savior, my Lord, my confidant. My bright and morning star. My Redeemer, my Reconciler, my Provider. My safety. My shield, my buckler. My peace. My shalom. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Father, right now, for every need that's represented here, whether spoken or unspoken, I thank you, Lord, as I send your word this morning and as I stand here and proclaim this and prophesy this, Lord, that every person within the sound of my voice in this place today and wherever this message goes on the internet, Lord, that people's lives are changed and restored. There's newness of life beginning today. There's a new relationship. Not the old has been, but a new relationship. A new fire, a new zeal, a new vim, and a new vigor, like the day they got born again. That excitement is rekindled in their lives, Lord. That fire is starting to rage out of control again. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Thank you for your presence and what you're doing, Lord. Once again, Lord, the words of man fall to the ground, but your words, I right now pray, are sealed in the hearts by the Holy Spirit of every individual here. Lord, don't let them rest. Don't let comfort sit in. But let there be an anxiety, an anticipation, just like anticipating the inevitable supernatural intervention, your supernatural intervention, Lord. Let that be something that consumes them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for meeting the needs. Thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you for your people. And now, Lord, thank you more than anything for you, for your word, for your obedience. We want to be that example of obedience that you are, Lord, so that we can fulfill your word and your promise of doing what you did and even more to touch this world. In Jesus' name, we praise you and thank you. Bless your people as they go, Lord, and as we fellowship now. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you.